If you're listening to this CD now, it's because either you've been given this by me at a concert, or perhaps maybe someone else has given you this CD. Either way, I would ask that you would take about 10 or 15 minutes of your time, which isn't much, and listen to my story. If you've seen my concert and you've enjoyed the show, and perhaps maybe I've given you this, then you've seen that side of Elvis Wade, but I'd like to tell you about the other side, the side that's way more important, the side that's real, the side that's true, the side that I haven't shown you. Perhaps maybe you've seen a glimmer of it on stage, but you haven't seen it all. And I want to start back at the beginning. I've been very successful as an entertainer. God has blessed me tremendously in so many ways, and I could never ever begin to share them all. But there was a time in my life where I walked away from God, and I was raised in a denominational church set up with rules, regulations, so on and so forth. Maybe some of you've been there. Hurt in that church by a pastor that told me that if I sang music, if I did what I loved to do best, which was entertain people, that I couldn't go to heaven because God wasn't in that, which drove me away from the church and drove me away from God, because I thought if I served a God like that, I couldn't possibly serve him, because I loved the gift that he placed in me so much that I had to share it with the world. And so during that time period, I got married at a very young age, 16 years old, and started off with a family immediately. Had two little girls, precious babies, immediately. And then I had a third, maybe a couple, 3 years later. And right away, before I was 20 years old, I already had three children to raise. Tough on a guy. But went through that marriage, and as musicians do, I was on the road a lot, and not placing blame on anyone, either my ex-wife or anything else. Let's just say that lots of things came up, but I ended up in the middle of a divorce. And during that divorce, when I thought things could be no worse, I seen everything crumbling around me. I seen my finances falling apart because I didn't care anything about working anymore, because my family that was falling apart, the thing that I worked for and tried to make money to pay for education and clothes and housing for my children, didn't mean anything anymore. So I dropped out of playing music, started living off of assets that I had acquired. And when I thought things couldn't not possibly get any worse, during the middle of that awful divorce, and it was a bad, bad divorce, and I'm sure that some of you who are listening to this maybe have been through the same thing I've been through, and know the death feeling of a divorce, because it's actually death. It's death to a family, death to a relationship between husband and wife. And in the middle of that death, thinking that things couldn't get any worse, I received a phone call about 10:30 one night asking me to come downtown quick, that my daughter, Misty Lynn, had been in a car accident. And so with my heart pounding out of my chest, I jumped in my car and ran as fast as I could to that accident scene. There were so many cars backed up at that scene, with police cars and with the fire engines and ambulances, that I could not get within two blocks. So I opened my car door while it was still running and just ran as fast as I could to the scene of the accident. When I seen my daughter's car, I was sure in my heart that no one could live through what that car had been through. She'd been hit behind by a drunk driver, and it drove her car head on across the street into a truck. And so she collided head on with that truck. And though I'm not blaming anyone, and believe me, I've forgiven the drunk driver that hit my daughter from the rear. Alcohol definitely had a part involved in it, but I've long forgiven everything and everyone involved in those circumstances and moved on in my life. But at the point that I thought that everything was coming to an end, and I was in quicksand up to my nose, crying out for help. And in that position and in that place during that divorce and thinking that things could not get worse, the night my daughter got killed, I felt like someone threw me an anvil in the middle of me crying out for help in that quicksand, and I sunk so far, far, far down into a deep mire that was unbelievable darkness. I wept, as you can imagine, more tears than I could possibly ever tell you about. I walked the roads near my home for 3 to 9 miles a day, just walking and walking and walking because I couldn't stand being where I was at. But out of desperation of not knowing where my daughter had gone, I was raised in a doctrine that said that anyone that got killed, she was raised in a church, baptized at the age of 11 years old and went to a Christian school, but because at the time when she was 18 years old, had just graduated and maybe wasn't going to church every single Sunday, under that doctrine, they considered that backslidden. And so in my own heart of hearts, I didn't know if she'd gone to heaven or hell. And so it was a tremendous, tremendous loss in my life. And I agonized over the fact that I couldn't be with her and I had nothing to live for. And I had long quit performing on the road for over 2.5 years at that point, and was living off of assets that were fast growing short. And people have been rich and been poor, and not that I was super wealthy, but I owned a lot of properties at that time, and I could have retired at that point in my life from the assets that I had laid up, but because of this and the attorneys, because of everything else that I was going through, not working, the funds just slipped away, and I went from driving new Continentals to driving a 79 GMC pickup truck that was rusted out. That's all I had to my name. And I had a son that I had to live on for because he was only 7 years old and somebody had to raise him. So I raised that son on my own. And as I was walking these roads day after day after day, I had abandoned church, the church that I did go to for, at that point, about 3 years. And I had, one morning I got up and I had gone to my sister's house feeling very, very numb and out of it. I had never drank in my life, never smoked in my life, never taken any drugs in my life. Those three things I never had any problems with. But I felt that morning that I had to get out of the house. I just had to get away from all of my problems and all of my troubles. And so I went to my sister's house, and it was dark, 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 dreary day. And the clouds were so thick and so black, and it was like 5 minutes before dark at night. That's how gloomy it was outside. And I stayed over there for about 15 minutes and felt like I could not stay there any longer. I had to go home. So I crawled back in that old truck and started back down the road. And the brunt of everything that I had done in my life hit me kind of before my face. And I was thinking, you know, it was only a couple, 3 years ago you had everything. You had a family, you had a home, you had cars, you had children, you had everything going for you. And all of a sudden now you have nothing. You've lost your daughter, you've lost your marriage, you've lost your family, you've lost your possessions, which was the least of my worries, but I was down to nothing. And you know, on that old country road, heading back towards my home on that dark, dreary day, the brunt of everything that I had been through hit me all at once. And I thought the worst thing of all is I've walked away from God that I knew of the Bible. Not one that I had a personal relationship, but one I had read about and been taught by. My mother was the God of the universe and my God, and Jesus. I had walked away from that God. And, you know, the Bible says that when you seek me with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, that you'll find me. And at that point, going down that road, I thought about everything that I had walked away from him in, and that I had nothing left. And so With everything in my heart, I broke down and started crying, and the tears were rolling down my cheeks, hitting me on the pants, and I never will forget looking down. My pants were wet from the tears from my cheeks because I couldn't cry anymore. And I said at the bottom of my heart, in these words, I just cried out and I said, God, is there any way at all you can possibly forgive me? And at the split second that I said those words, a beam of light cut and pierced through those clouds to my left of that pickup truck. Clouds that were thousands and thousands of feet thick, so dark that you could not see through them. And I looked up to my left and the clouds just went back to my left and right. And out of those clouds came a light that was so bright and yet so warm. And I looked at it directly, and out of it came Jesus. And he had my daughter holding her hand. And all the questions that I'd asked about where she was at, he answered. He brought her right down in next to my pickup truck with me still moving. And as he got closer to me, waves of joy and love, just the tears that were rolling down my cheek from the most pain that I'd ever been through, turned immediately into the most joy I'd ever felt and the most love. And I started hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe, looking him in the face, wave upon top of wave upon top of wave hit me. And I was exploding from the inside. And I said to him, I said, Lord, looking in his face, I said, Lord, if you come any closer, I'm going to explode from the inside. And immediately he backed off a little bit. And I had 7 miles to go, and I don't remember driving my pickup truck home. I don't remember how I got there, but I know that at that point in the road, I was born again. I can take you to that old country road, take you to the spot where I died. And where a new creature was born. Some of you may ask out there, or may have asked, why was I put here on this earth? What was the purpose? Is there anything after this life? Is there a God? Is there more than one God? Well, I can tell you, if you believe me, this is a witness. I'm a witness to it. That you were put here to glorify God. And to fellowship with him because he loves you. And like me, so many of you have walked away from that. And you're still searching. But I can tell you, Jesus is the only way to heaven. There is only one God. And it's Jehovah, the I Am. He is the only God. These other gods that these other countries serve, Buddha, Mohammed, all these other religions, if you were God yourself, would you not want to bless those people, bless the people that were serving you? And I ask you to look, search deep in your heart and know that those people that are serving those gods are the most destitute, poverty-ridden, impoverished people on the face of the earth. And the reason why that is because their God is not God. The only nation that serves and has been established upon Christianity, which is Jesus Christ, is the United States of America. And from someone who's traveled the world, I can tell you that you are so blessed if you're an American just to be born in this country. And God has blessed this country so much. But through that, on that day, he filled me with his Holy Spirit. He brought his Holy Spirit down and gave it to me personally on that road. I immediately received gifts. I started prophesying. God started speaking to me. And the things that he started speaking to me became true. I seen people healed from terminal cancer that I prayed for. And I'm not taking any glory or any honor for those things. I was nothing other than a servant for him, being obedient and praying for those people who were healed. But it changed my entire life. And I want to say to you, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came here to this earth because He loved you so much, and He died an awful, agonizing death for your sins. And the reason why He did that is because God, the Father in heaven, cannot live with sin. He can't live with even one sin. And if you say, "I'm a good person," the Bible says you're a liar, because there is none good except for God. And that our righteousness is filthy rags in front of God. And that, you know, all have sinned and fallen short. So if you have one sin in your life, maybe you've lived a great life and you only have only one sin in your life. With that one sin, you can never enter heaven, because God cannot fellowship with sin. So if there is one sin in your life and you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, then you've doomed yourself to hell for eternity, and there's no turning back. You say to yourself, "Well, God wouldn't do anything like that to me." If He's really a good, loving God, no, He wouldn't. That's the reason why He sent His Son. But He made a way for you to accept Him. He made a way for you to erase, if you only have that one sin in your life, to erase that so He could spend eternity with you in heaven. And that's by accepting a free gift. There's nothing free on this earth except for salvation. He said, "I'm sending my Son to die for you, for your sins. And if you'll just accept Him, accept this free gift, when you come to heaven, your sins will be blotted out. You will be sinless, and I can live with you forever. But if you don't accept my Son's free gift, then you're doomed to hell, and you've done it. You've sent yourself there on your own. I can promise you that God is real. Heaven is real. His Son, Jesus Christ, is real. I'm a witness. I looked at Jesus straight in the face, and I can tell you that there's only one way, and it's through Him." Thank you for listening to what I've had to say. If this has touched your heart in any way, then I ask that you would pass this along to maybe someone else that could hear it. Don't save it and stick it back somewhere where it's going to die in a drawer. Let it live and go on into someone else's hands. After this track is over with, there's going to be another track on here. You may say, "How do I accept Christ as my Savior?" And I'm glad you asked that question, because I have a track on here that will lead you in a prayer. And I ask that you listen to that. Thank you so much for listening and giving me 10 minutes or so of your time. I pray that this will be the most important 10 minutes of your life, and that it will change your life forever through making Jesus and God real in your life. God bless you.